Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, and then we're going to go to Exodus 34 and verse 14. Praise God. Genesis 22, verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Praise the Lord. Exodus 34 and verse 14. Exodus 34 and verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. In other words, he's not going to share his love with other gods. Amen. A man that marries a woman is jealous over her. Praise God. That's what it's talking about there tonight. That's not a jealousy that is a bad jealousy, but it is God's extreme desire for people to love him with everything within them. And I want to preach about that worship here tonight. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord. Father, we thank you right now for the word of God. Lord, we thank you for the truth of your word tonight. We ask you to anoint it to our hearts. We ask you to speak to every heart that's here. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. Praise God. If you have a pencil and a piece of paper, you may want to write down the scriptures that we're going to cover tonight, because I'm going to go quickly and I'm sure that I will leave some of you, but if you will write them down, take them home with you and read them when you get home, then I believe the Lord will let the word of God get down deep into your heart. Amen. But let's get going here tonight. Praise God. When we look into the word of the Lord, we're going to find that worship is a very important part of our relationship with the Lord. It is our expression of how we feel about God. It is the outward manifestation of that which is an inward part of us. When we really love something, we talk about it. When we really care about someone, we will express that to them by one way or another. God chose worship as the way for us to express ourselves to him. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 19, it says, And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. And so God said here that when we worship other things, then we are turning from God and we are not worshiping him. It's very important that all of the worship of our life, whatever it is, the extreme love, the extreme desire that we have, that it be focused on God and God alone. Amen. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 19. And it shall be if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall perish. And so we see in another place here that it actually incites the anger of God. And yes, God does get angry at some things. And one of them is that when we know him, we change our worship from him to other things. Amen. Praise God. My God is an awesome God tonight. And he is worthy of my worship for my whole life. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 16. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and turn ye aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the land which the Lord giveth you. Amen. So there it is again, that we are deceived when we begin to worship other gods, and we are actually turning aside from the one true God when we begin to worship Him. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We see some negative commandments here concerning worship, and it's important that we understand the difference here, and we understand what God is really desiring and what He is wanting from us in worship. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 17. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you today that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go and to possess it. And so when we worship God from our heart. But here it says, if your heart will turn away and we will not hear, amen, and we begin to worship other gods, then the wrath of the Lord will be kindled against us. Amen. I've got a feeling here from just these few scriptures, and there are others as well, that God is pleased when we worship Him. Amen. But God is not pleased when we worship other things. Amen. We have a lot of gods in our world today that people are worshiping. Amen. The gods of sports. Amen. The gods of artificial highs. Amen. The gods of pleasure and materialism. Amen. There are a lot of gods that people are serving today, but what we need to do is to find the one true God and give our lives to Him and commit our worship. Praise God. Commit our worship unto Him for all the days of our lives. The four scriptures that I just read, if you will notice, the words turn aside, turn away, and forget the Lord are words that consistently come up in the scriptures when it talks about when we have backslidden and we have left the Lord. I'm telling you tonight that apostolic people have something in common, and that is a desire to worship God. Amen. I said it's apostolic to worship God. It is the way of the apostolic people, praise God, to lift our hands and lift our voices and lift our hearts unto the God that we love more than any other God in this world. Well, praise God, because I don't want to be accused of turning aside or turning away or forgetting the Lord. Amen. I still have not forgotten what God has done for me in my life. I'm so thankful for the blessings of God. Amen. I don't deserve the blessings that I have tonight, but I am truly thankful for all of the blessings that God has given to me. Amen. I don't take them for granted. I don't feel like God owes me anything, but I'm telling you tonight, I feel like I owe God everything. I have a debt tonight that I'll never be able to repay. Praise God. He's been so good to me. Anybody else feel that way tonight? God's been so good to me, and I'm just thankful. And when it comes to worship, I don't want to miss an opportunity to worship my God. Amen. And there's a reason that God used the turn aside, turn away, forget the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord is interested in the right kind of worship. Now, what we've looked at here, and another scripture, Matthew 4 and verse 10, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, amen. This is written in the law, and the scriptures that we read in Deuteronomy are contained within the law. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And so that is one of the positive commandments in the scripture, amen, concerning our relationship with God. Thou shalt, amen. It's not a thou shalt not, but it is a thou shalt. And worship God, and him only shalt thou serve. And so the scriptures that I've read tonight are Old Testament scriptures They are scriptures that were written before the advent of Jesus Christ. Also, we could look at it here in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4 and 5. I want you to see this clearly here. Exodus 20 and verse 4 and 5. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. And this is a negative commandment. Thou shalt not. Or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And so we see also in the commandment of God concerning this aspect of worship, amen, that if we choose not to worship God and we choose not to serve God, amen, that it will eventually lead to iniquity. Praise the Lord. Iniquity is rebellion against God. It is the very thing that was found in Satan before he fell from heaven. Amen. The Bible says thou wast perfect. Speaking of Satan, thou wast perfect until iniquity was found in thee. And what was that iniquity? Amen. It was the focus of his worship. That's what it was. Amen. I will ascend above the stars of God. I will sit above the throne of God. I will be like the Most High. And so that he changed the worship. He was actually a covering cherub that covered the presence of God. He was in the presence of God. But when iniquity came into his life, his idea of worship changed. Amen. Are you hearing this tonight? We cannot allow our idea of worship to change, church. Praise God. We can never, ever get to the place where our worship changes. Amen. And it becomes a program. We can never get to the place where our worship changes and it becomes something that we have to do when we come to the house of God. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all help me here tonight. I need the Lord to help me. Praise God. But it is in order, amen, for us to have the right idea about worship and the right approach to worship. Amen. I hesitate. I don't know if you notice when it is my opportunity to come and to lead us in worship. Amen. That I don't take and drive the congregation. I hesitate to do that. Amen. To say, come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. And drive people to worship. Amen. We have the ability at times to do that in our music as well. To drive. Amen. To continue to do that until there is a breaking. I understand that music is very important and leadership in the pulpit is very important. But I'm telling you, there is a better way to worship God. There is a higher form of worship. The Bible calls it high praise. Amen. Where it doesn't matter if there's any music. Oh, come on now. It doesn't matter if there's anybody leading worship or not. Amen. But when people come together and they begin to ponder the goodness of God, well, praise the Lord. And ponder the music, the words that we heard tonight in that singing. Amen. So true. What a marvelous mystery. Amen. In Jesus Christ that has come down to us. Amen. We don't worship in the wisdom of men, but we worship God in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. We don't worship by our knowledge. We don't worship because it's our position. Amen. We're not saying let's worship because we're behind the pulpit and we're leading everybody. Oh, no. I'm telling you, friend, the greatest way to worship is just to let people worship from their heart. Amen. If you want to run, run. If you want to shout, shout. Praise God. If you want to weep, go ahead and weep before the Lord. Amen. But it comes down to our concept of worship. It comes down to our approach to worship and how we feel about worship. Amen. Well, praise God. We can get the idea that worship is a part of the law. And I've heard it preached that way. Amen. That if you don't worship God, and boy, the intimidation and the feeling that I'm bad if I've got a migraine headache and I'm at church and I don't worship the way the leader wants me to worship. I'm telling you tonight, folks, the law does say that we need to worship God. And I read those scriptures for you tonight to establish this, how God feels about this. Amen. And yet, God has a better way of worship. Amen. There is a better way. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may increase mightily, as the Lord Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. In the land that floweth with milk and honey, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Praise God. And so the law contains worship. The law speaks of the need of worship. Amen. But Paul talked about the law. And he said, I'm not getting my righteousness from the law, but I am getting it through a walk of faith. Amen. And there are times that there is a temptation for us to say, folks, it's in the law. We must worship. I'm telling you, though, there is a better way, and it's heart worship. Amen. It is worship that comes from the heart. Amen. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Amen. How can worship be in the heart? Amen. Well, there's only one way, or there are several ways, actually. One way is to look into the gloriousness of our great God. Amen. And to meditate on His goodness and meditate on His person and His nature. Amen. To really get as much as possible a concept of how great our God is tonight. Folks that criticize us for worshiping God when we come to church. Amen. Folks that say, well, you don't have to have Sunday morning and Sunday night. Everybody else is just having one service a week. We have three services a week. Amen. And it's not because of any law or rule or commandment or anything like that. Amen. We just want to come together and we want to worship God and we want to praise God because of who He is tonight. Praise the Lord. Ain't nobody telling me I got to go to church. I want to go to church. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise God. But one of the aspects of worship that I found in the Word of God here, amen, is the method, or not really method, or the avenue of need. Everybody said need. Need. Amen. The heart worship is worship that comes from love. Amen. And it comes from our great need. And knowing that God is the only one that can supply that need. Amen. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Worship is not fulfilled. Amen. Because we come and worship because of the law. Amen. We come tonight because we have a need. It is absolutely possible for us to be coming to the house of God. Now hear me tonight. It is absolutely possible to come to the house of God to worship and be far, far away from God. Amen. And to actually be in the judgment of God. If we go back to the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, and you don't have to turn there, he prophesied of the coming of the Babylonians and that beautiful temple, that first temple that was built, that was polished limestone. And they said it looked like a snow-covered mountain from the distance. That beautiful temple that when it was finished, the cloud of God came into the temple and the priest could not minister because of the presence of God. He prophesied and said, the Babylonians are coming. And the Babylonians did come. I believe it was in 666 or somewhere in there, B.C., that the Babylonians came and they destroyed that beautiful temple. Amen. Days before the temple was destroyed, they were gathering for worship. Praise God. Days before it was destroyed, they were in the temple and they were going through the dictates of the law. They were going through the commandments in a mechanical sense of the word. This is what we're supposed to do. And so this is what we're doing. This is what's expected of us. And so this is what we are doing. And so the Babylonians came and they tore it down, amen, and tore every brick, every stone, everything. They burned it down to the ground, amen, because the judgment of God was coming upon their sin. Amen. The highest form of worship is the life that you live. Praise God. Praise God. We cannot consistently come to the house of God and steal from God. We cannot consistently come to the house of God, amen, and live another life when we leave the house of God. Amen. We say, well, God is a God of grace. Yes, He is. But my friend, there will be a day that we will stand before God in the eternal judgment, and we will give an account for the deeds that are done in this life. Amen. I want to live for God from my heart. I'm not interested in doing it because somebody said I had to do it. Amen. Because love supersedes the law. It really does. Amen. When you get married, it doesn't say on your marriage license that you have to do dirty dishes, that you have to do dirty laundry. Amen. It's not on there. But even if it was on there, don't tell me I have to love my wife or love my husband. Amen. If you're a woman, praise God. It doesn't say that. Amen. But what we do is we do the dirty dishes. We do the dirty laundry. Amen. And, well, praise God. I'm not going to get off onto this. I feel like that's something that's going to try to distract me here tonight. Amen. It doesn't say that you have to take your wife out on a date. Amen. It doesn't tell you that you have to do this and have to do that. Amen. In fact, love goes a step further. It doesn't say, don't tell me I have to do this. I want to do this. In fact, real love is offended by the law in some ways. Paul said that the law was given for the lawless. And if we're not lawless, amen, then it really doesn't apply in a sense of the word. Yes, we are obligated to do the law and to fulfill the law, but the law of love supersedes the written law. Praise God. Israel never figured this out. Because they rebuilt that first temple and the second temple stood for hundreds of years. And then the Romans came and Jesus came and prophesied and said, this temple will be torn down. Not one stone upon another will be left. And it was torn down in 70 AD when the Romans came and destroyed Jerusalem, took all of Israel captive and carried them away into all of the world. world. Days before the temple was destroyed, there was banqueting going on. Days before it was destroyed, there was worship taking place in the house of God. Are we hearing this here tonight? Amen. There was worship of a sort. It was a mechanical worship. It was a law-fulfilling worship. It was a because-I-have-to worship. But at the very same time, God was not pleased with that worship. Amen. Because it was not true, sincere worship. The greatest form of worship is the life that you live. It won't be hard to say, thank you, Jesus. It won't be hard to lift your voice and praise God. Amen. It won't be hard when you've been living right and you come to the house of God with love in your heart for your God. Well, praise the Lord. 1 Kings 18 and verse 38. Amen. Folks, we cannot afford to have religious worship. We cannot afford to have religious worship. It's got to be Holy Ghost worship for us. Amen. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. 1 Chronicles 21 and 18, then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And if you'll go down through verse 26 of those verses, you'll see that the fire of God came down from heaven and it consumed the worship. It consumed the sacrifice. Why? Because there was a tremendous need in both instances. And where there is a need, and we understand that He is able to supply that need, and that He wants to supply that need, and we love Him from our heart, folks, I'm telling you, the fire of God will come down on the worship. The fire of God will consume the worship, and miracles will take place, and healings will take place when there is genuine worship from our heart. I don't know about you, but I want it. Praise God. I'm asking God for it. Mark chapter 12 and verse 43. And He called unto Him His disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they which cast into the treasury. For they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. Praise God. You can't outgive God. And I'm telling you what, when you give to God from the heart, out of the love of God, and thanks for all that He's given to you, you're going to get the attention of Jesus Christ. And I'll guarantee you that widow did not do without. Amen. Because she gave unto God. Those of you that are faithfully giving, amen, you're faithfully giving to God of your tithes and your offerings. I'm telling you tonight, there's a blessing coming that you cannot receive. Amen. An abundance that will come into your life. I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost and in the Word of God that He will rebuke the devourer for our sake, and He will not destroy the fruit of our ground, but He will bless. Amen. Praise God. I gave my life to God in 1974. Amen. In the month of April, gave my life to God. And I've been serving the Lord, doing my best to serve the Lord these years. Amen. I started out giving to God of my tithe and my offering. And I'm telling you what, I don't regret one little bit of it. Amen. Because God has blessed me abundantly and He will continue to bless. Well, praise God. Hit a little bump in the road right there. Amen. And I'll tell you why. Because the Lord's revealed to me here recently that there is theft in the house of God. That when we come to the house of God and we steal from God, that there will not be a blessing in it. I'm telling you, folks, we got to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. That includes our substance. Amen. To give God thanks. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Matthew 26 and verse 7, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work on me." Amen. She got the attention of Jesus. Isn't that what we want here tonight? I say with a big capital I is, amen, I am interested in the attention of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm not interested. He wasn't so interested in feeding the poor. Amen. He wasn't so interested in all of those things. But I tell you what he was interested in is somebody that would come to him with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their strength, and give to him the worship that he desires and he deserves tonight. Does your God desire worship? Does he desire and deserve your life? I'm telling you tonight, he deserves every bit of your life. He deserves every bit of my life. Praise God. Why? Because he's God Almighty. He's awesome. He gave me his very best, and I want to give my very best back to him. Well, praise God. Mark 2 and verse 3, they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the room, or the roof rather, where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lie. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God. And then he physically healed the man. Praise God. Why? Because there was faith. There was a desire to get close to Jesus from their heart. It wasn't written in the law that they tear somebody's roof up to get him down to Jesus. It wasn't written in the law that they had to carry this man to the Lord. They got creative in their worship. Well, praise God. If you've got to be told everything to do, if you've got to be told to love your wife, if you've got to be told to love your husband, if you've got to be told to love your God, it will diminish your ability to do that. But I believe that we ought to become creative in our worship. Praise the Lord. The church that I got saved in, one man would begin to whistle as loud as he could whistle when the Holy Ghost would begin to move. Amen. I pastored a church in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and we had a man in our church that would do the exact same thing. He would begin to whistle. I don't know, he put his fingers in his mouth, and he could whistle as loud as anything. Amen. Begin to whistle real loud, just a high-pitched whistle, and the place would go up in smoke as people begin to worship the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, friend, our God is awesome. How do we show him that? That comes from your heart. It doesn't come over this pulpit necessarily. It doesn't come out of the law necessarily, but it comes out of the dictates of your heart. Well, praise God. I don't know about you, but I can't just sit and do nothing when the Spirit of the Lord begins to move. Amen. I love my God. He's my God. He's the only God. There's only one God. I don't divide my worship into three gods. Amen. I worship one God tonight. And when I think about him, it just naturally comes out of my heart. I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. I love everything about you. Well, praise God. I love your way. I love your word. I love your church. I love the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, when you express yourself to God like that, he'll come down and touch your life. Luke 17 and verse 11, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. In other words, the Lord allowed them to take care of the law side of things. It was written in the law. What he did there was fulfilling the law. And he told him, go show yourself to the priest. Why did he do that? It's because in the law, you read it in Deuteronomy, you read about it in Exodus, and you'll find, or maybe Numbers, you'll find that there is a significant amount of dealing with leprosy in the Old Testament. And the priest was actually like a doctor. And if you thought you had leprosy, you would go to the priest, and the priest would examine a sore on your body, and he would determine, is it leprous or is it not leprous? And he might set you aside for 7 days and then examine it again. And then he would determine if you are clean or unclean. Now, these 10 men were lepers. They had already been diagnosed as lepers. We don't know how long they were lepers, but they saw Jesus, and by faith they came to him, and they said, Lord, have mercy on us. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Their leprosy was healed, and it was taken away from them. And it's very interesting here because we see the difference in law worship and heart worship. Amen. We see the difference here in an extreme desire to obey the law. You know what? I love the law. The law is perfect. Amen. But the law is something that has already been established that we must do. And it is very important that we fulfill the law of God. It has not been done away with. The Old Testament ceremonial law is done away, but the Old Testament moral laws have not been done away with. Some folks say we're in the New Testament and those laws do not apply. They do apply if they are the moral laws of God. Amen. And yet, there is a higher form of worship, and it is self-expression. And so he said, go show yourself to the priest. And they went. And as they went, they saw that they were cleansed. And all of a sudden, they got excited, and they said, well, he commanded us to go, so we need to go. You know what? He didn't say when to go. He just said, go. And so he left it up to them. You know what? There's some things that are left up to us by God. God gives us the power of choice and the power to decide some things on our own. It was the law. That man had to go to the law because Jesus said, go to the law. The law said you have to come back and be pronounced clean if you can go back home. But it didn't say when. He just said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. 9 of them kept on going down the road because they were ready to go home. They were healed. They wanted to shout and thank God for that healing. But there was one man that said, you know what? I'm going to the priest. But he didn't say when I have to go to the priest. He just said, I need to go to the priest. Amen. And he turned and he went back and he fell down at his feet and he began to worship. It was from his heart. It was from down deep inside that he came. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. He came to worship God, and Jesus said, go in peace. Your faith has made you whole. I don't know if that's exact wording. Amen. And this man was a Samaritan. He said, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. There was no scars left from the disease of one man, but the other nine carried their scars. Could it be because they were just law worshipers? Could it be that they were just men that came to worship because they were told they had to? Could it be that they were church attenders because somebody said and quoted the scripture, Amen, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. If you've got to have somebody to tell you to do it, it's not from the heart. But I'm here to tell us tonight, we have an opportunity to meet Jesus. We have an opportunity for miracles to take place, for scars to be removed from your life. Praise God. For great things to take place, for our giving to be noticed by God and blessed by God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't bring your offering because you have to. Bring your offering because you remember where God brought you from. Amen. And what God's going to do in your life. Amen. Amen. Just get creative and shout when you bring your offering to God. Well, praise the Lord. And give God thanks. Don't just throw it from a distance and go your way. Amen. Give it as an offering of love unto your God for what He has done in your life. Don't be a lawgiver. Don't be a law worshiper. Amen. Don't be a law liver. Amen. Living your life just because the law says, I have to do this. Amen. Don't live holy because the Bible says you have to do this. Amen. The God that I love so much is holy. I want to be like Him. I want to get close to Him. I want it to be from my heart. I want it to be from my heart. Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God. If I'm the only one of 10, then I'm just going to be the only one. Amen. The rest of you 9 can go home with your scars. Amen. But I'm going to go back. I'll tell you why. Because I have a need in my life to get close to Him. I want to say thanks. Amen. I want to say thanks unto Him for all that He's done. Amen. Some things will never be restored with some because they haven't said thank you yet. Amen. As concerning the law, Paul said, I was blameless. But when it all came down to it, the judgment of God was hanging over his life because he was killing Christians. But because the law said this, this, and this, and this, he felt justified to circumvent the moral laws of God that said, thou shalt not kill. Right. Folks, we can worship God and be under the judgment of God if it's not from the heart. Right. Let's stand together tonight. If it's not from the heart. Do you love him with all of your heart tonight? Oh, we all say amen, but he knows. The highest form of worship is the life that we live. It is the attitude within our heart that God sees. Amen. For a man looketh on the outward, but God looks upon the heart. Praise God. Let's love him together. Can we do that? Can we just express to him tonight how we really, really feel? Amen. God, I really love you. Lord Jesus, I've fallen short, but God, I love you and I want to love you more and more each and every day of my life. Help us as a church. Help us, Lord, not to get involved in law worship, but to get involved in heart worship. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's lift our voices together. Let's lift our voices together tonight. For the Lord is in this place. I felt his presence here tonight. And he wants to wash away our sins in baptism. He wants to bless us mightily and open doors that no man can shut. And I pray tonight on some of you that the door will be opened that no man can shut. that God will bless you financially. Praise the Lord, because of your faithful giving to God. I've been praying that prayer in this service tonight on your life. And it will happen in Jesus' name, because the Word says it will happen. Praise God. Praise God. But that which is of iniquity will certainly be cursed by God. And it will have no meaning whatsoever to God. Let us worship tonight. Let us worship tonight with all of our heart in Jesus' name. Can we do that right now? Can we do that right now? Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Help us to draw near with full assurance of faith. My God, I've come to worship you. Oh God, I do what I do because you've called me, but more than that, because I love you and I want to please you. I want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to be faithful because I want to spend eternity with you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.